brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, really important things have now happened considering the success of Loose Change Second Edition that we do have available on DVD at InfoWars.com. Have the original directly from the source. Get it at InfoWars.com. And just, I have been honored enough and lucky enough and blessed enough to be, let's just say, in the catbird seat, be able to see a lot of the stuff behind the scenes going on with the final cut. It's just going to be so big, folks. And I don't have him on to talk about that today, but maybe we'll spend a few minutes on it later, as much as he can tell us. It's terrible to know all this stuff but not be able to share it with you, but we want to keep it quiet until things totally flesh out. But that's not why Dylan Avery joins us. He joined us a few weeks ago with an update on where the final cut of Loose Change Second Edition, the international phenomenon and the beacon of the truth that's woken up tens of millions and opened up so many doors in my fight. Again, I believe a rising tide raises all ships, and my work feeds into theirs, their work feeds into mine. I just love it. To all the scum jealous of Dylan Avery and Jason Burmes and Corey Rowe, shame on you. We're fighting tooth and nail to literally save our civilization from the clutches of the dehumanizing New World Order slave grid. And we just all need to get Loose Change Second Edition out to everybody. We need to get Terror Storm out to everybody. You need to aggressively do it. And for all of you that have been selflessly getting it out, I salute you and commend you. And for the 30,000-plus free DVDs Loose Change has handed out, I salute them. All right, we're going to break here in just a moment. But, Dylan, I got a bunch of clips backing up what this guy's saying. It's already proven that there were bombs in the buildings and thermite, something melting, giant steel columns. We're going to go through all that. But if this fleshes out and you've talked to him via email and it looks pretty credible, this is just another witness. There's quite a few already, and we're going to play some of those witnesses. This is still big, and we've got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Give us your take on it.
Well, you know, Alex, it'd be one thing if somebody just kind of emailed me out of nowhere and was like, hey, I was an EMT. I was there. I think it was a controlled demolition. I just want to thank you. And didn't give me any personal details whatsoever, then, yeah, I'd be skeptical. But, I mean, I got this email. He gave me his name, his age, his location. I mean, he went into all this background information. And when I first posted it, I redacted his personal information just because I didn't want anyone causing trouble for him. And when I posted that, people thought it was fake. They're like, oh, you know, Dylan wrote this letter himself. He should be ashamed of himself, yada, yada, yada. So I then got a reply back from Mike, and he was like, oh, you can put the Mike 30 New Jersey out there. I don't care. It's anonymous enough. So then after I posted that, Mike's second letter to me, now they're saying that he's a liar. So he went from a person that never existed to a person that's lying. I mean, that is how low these people go.
But, I mean, in martial law, I have people going, oh, yeah, you know, I was working here as an EMT on that way, and the cops said, get back, they're bringing down seven. I mean, we got all these newscasts and all these firefighter tapes and all this video. There's a bunch of them saying it. I mean, this is just one more. And, again, they're really going to look bad when he goes public.
Yeah, absolutely. Or, you know, when anyone like him goes public, I mean, they'll go to such ridiculous lengths to discredit people just because it doesn't agree with what they say.
Well, I mean, you were there at Ground Zero. I was there with you guys with the silent march and all of it and the bullhorning. I mean, we couldn't do our work because the firefighters were slapping us on the back. I mean, my back literally got sore.
Yeah, we got actually footage right when we showed up at Ground Zero that morning. There was, I believe it was an ambulance that was just right on the street next to the sidewalk, and they were like, hey, you know, can we get some shirts from you guys? There was like three or four firefighters, and they all wanted like sweatshirts and stuff. It was really cool, and they were like, oh, you know, we're big fans. We can't really talk about it. You know, because they were in
uniform.
Yeah,
I felt bad because everywhere the firefighters recognized me. I couldn't go in a restaurant because they were all down there, you know, for the remembrance. I couldn't even do interviews because, hey, man, I want to tell you, you're right about this. Hey, hey. And I'm like, hey, guys, I love you. Thank you. I got to move on. Well, you say it on tape. No, no, no. We're scared. It's incredible, isn't it, Dylan?
Yeah, it's really incredible. But, you know, you gotta sympathize with these people because they got families to protect.
Well, as more and more of them go public, it's going to be a chain reaction. I wonder what the government will do with that when you got thousands of them. I mean, they're in so much trouble. Globalists, you bit off more than you could chew. Stay there, Dylan Avery. We'll break it down, play some clips, and talk about the final cut.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 8th day of February 2007, and we've got about an hour and 51 minutes left in this transmission. There's so much to cover with Dylan Avery, the man who first made Loose Change First Edition, teamed up then with Corey Rowe, and of course Jason Burmess, and made the second cut, final cut coming soon. Headline, Ground Zero EMT, we were told Building 7 was to be pulled. And he goes through just amazing information. We're going to read through some of that. But Dylan, and now you talked to him via email several times. He's given you his full info, but he doesn't want to totally go public yet, but he may soon. But he just backs up what so many others, firemen and EMT and police and others, are saying. Before I read through it, break down some of what he's going public with, what he saw.
Well, he's going public with a lot of things that we've already heard about. He talks about how he was inside one of the buildings and saw, you know, chunks of the support columns blown out, all kinds of different things. Basically how they were thinking of themselves when they're inside the building, how could they have wired this with explosives, et cetera, et cetera. It was just a really interesting email. And just after, and then also he goes through all the things that he went through after the fact. I mean, the fact that he got charged for the damage to his suit, you know, things like that.
Let me read some of his testimony. There were explosives. There were flashes. There was molten metal running down the I-beams of the basement levels like lava flows. I've never seen anything like it. Yes, planes hit the buildings. Anybody who says otherwise is a moron. But the explosions, the rapid, symmetrical, sequential explosions, they happened, states Mike. He explains how he and others were in the basement of one of the towers helping injured victims when he saw one of the huge steel and concrete support pillars with an 8-foot section blown out of the center of it. Looking around, Mike saw other support columns that were in the same condition, prompting rescue personnel to ask, how could someone have rigged all these explosives? We stood outside listening to the explosion, states Mike, one after the other, every minute or so. At one point, about 10 minutes before the first collapse, a 30-foot or so section of the courtyard exploded straight up in the air. And that's what everybody reported. The newscast, you can hear the explosions going off. Just before the collapse, a series of deep below-ground explosions, then numerous explosions. That's what the janitor has said, the chief janitor has said, William Rodriguez, continuing, then numerous explosions in the building's upper floors. Then we ran. We felt the same deep explosions before the second collapse. This was not just the planes. The rescue worker concludes emphatically, the buildings were rigged. There is no question about it. And it goes on and on. Dylan, let's play some clips. I want to get your take on them. Here, of course, is New York firemen on television saying that it was like a foundry, like a volcano, molten steel running down the channel rails. Here it is.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Oh,
molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like lava.
Like a volcano.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot
okay.
of yelling.
There's one clip, and then, of course, we have another ABC clip that's up on our WTC7 section. He said it on ABC Nightly News. Giuliani said, we were told to get out of Building 7 that it was going to be coming down. Your take on that clip of the firefighters talking about the molten steel, how does jet fuel at 1,800 degrees that won't even melt people in the gashes begging for help shatter 4 foot around steel-reinforced beams?
Well, not only that, but you would think that a majority of the fuel and the, you know, molten material would have dissipated during the collapse, and yet there was somehow this molten material that was found at some points exceeding 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and the fires weren't actually extinguished until December 13th, 2001. And, you know, again, they were constantly pouring fires on both the rubble from the Twin Towers and Building 7.
Pouring
and those
water,
fires
yeah.
were still stubborn. I mean, you really have to think about that.
Well, huge pools. Some of them almost were at 3,000. But, I mean, this is off the charts. And then we have the video of molten steel pouring out of the buildings.
Yeah, well, it might not be molten steel. It might be molten metal of some kind. But I'm just saying, Stephen Jones has made that clarification. I gotta repeat.
Sure, well, he
that.
said because of the color, it looks like steel. It doesn't look like aluminum or other metals.
Oh, it's certainly not aluminum from the planes. I mean, that's definitely not true.
It's amazing. Let's play Silverstein saying that they gave the order to pull the building. This is from PBS documentary America Rebuilds. Here it is.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, bullet is the demolition term for bringing down a building. In the same documentary, they talk about a month later destroying the remnants of 5 and 6 and other structures, and it shows them, because the superstructures were all still there, just that they've been burned out husk, and it shows them with a controlled demolition and then with big cables pulling it one direction, and that is, you know, in the same film, a few minutes later, they say pull it means destroy it, and they say we're getting ready to pull the building, and it shows them pulling it. Let's play that clip.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the red slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
So there they are saying they demolish it. We're getting ready to pull it. Shows video of them destroying the building. Building 6 then shows the chief engineer of the demolition project saying we demolished it. I mean, there's no debate what pull it means, Dylan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely an issue that's been torn apart by both sides. There's definitely no dispute about that. You know, there are some people that say that he was referring to the contingency of firefighters inside the building. You know, my problem with that is...
Firefighters had been out all day.
Oh, I know, but let me finish. The problem is, as far as I know, we don't have a time frame on when Silverstein said, pull it, do we? Do we have an actual time on when Silverstein uttered those words to the fire commander?
No, he doesn't tell us.
Exactly, he doesn't specify, so we have no way of knowing. But he makes it seem like it was at 5:20, because he was like...
Well, he said we gave the order and watched it come down.
Exactly, so he infers that the two actions happened one after another. We made the decision to pull and watch the building collapse. So that would mean that he made the decision to evacuate the building at 5 o'clock.
But then the government-funded debunkers come out and say, you know, pull it doesn't mean that. It's clear in the film, in triplicate, what they're saying.
Well, regardless of Pullet, the fact is Chief Daniel Nigro had set up a collapse zone at 3 p.m. So if he had set up a collapse zone at 3 p.m., why was anybody inside the building at 5:20?
No one was in there but one Secret Service agent who mysteriously died. And, of course, in the federal reports, they said no one died. They later had to change that. But they had pulled firefighters out in the early morning. There were not firefighters in the building, so how could he give the order to pull the firefighters? He says, we gave the order and watched the building come down.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's clear English, but I mean, how are they going to argue with firefighters on tape and others saying, you know, I've got them on, I was an EMT and the police said, get back, the building's going to come down.
They're obviously all liars and they have an agenda. I mean, come on, Alex.
Well, why was Giuliani running a drill? Sure, running Tripod 2, where they had their command center out of the building the day before. And then they tried to lie about it. FEMA director, the local FEMA director, went on ABC and said, yeah, we were there the night before for a terror drill and already gotten out. Then he said, oh, no, I messed that up. But then Giuliani testifies and said, no, we were having a drill and we're out of the building.
Yep. It seems like stories are always changing.
Well, and also NIST has given 5 different reasons the building fell, and now they've had to admit it could have been some type of explosions.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to be talking to this individual soon. We need to, I mean, you certainly agree with me that it's safer for him to go public now than to remain in the shadows with the fact that he is a witness to this.
Yeah. Like I told you, Alex, I will do my best.
When did you first start speaking to him via email?
I think yesterday. Pretty sure I got the email yesterday morning.
And it's already blown up everywhere.
Yeah, and people are already saying fake and that he doesn't exist. You know, people say whatever they want. But you know, the fact is, as far as I can tell, he's legitimate.
Well, my point is, even if it's not, that's exactly the type of thing, I don't think it is, but even, that's the exact thing the feds would do, would put out some fake witness because you've got all these other witnesses, firefighters and police and others saying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Are you surprised at how big the story got just in a few hours?
Not really. I'm not really surprised if people reposted it, and I'm not really surprised about the response either. But, you know, it'll be even bigger if we actually get him to go public. You know, like I said, I can't blame the guy for being secretive. You know, especially what he's already had to go through with his higher-ups.
Tell folks about the weekend show, Louder Than Words, your production company's doing.
Well, you know, it's 10 a.m. every Saturday, Eastern Time. It's Burmese's show, and I'm usually co-hosting it with him. Sometimes he has guests on. And, you know, it's pretty much just another radio show, man. It's just us doing our thing. And, you know, people call in. The haters mostly don't call in. And we have a good time.
Well, the haters are getting more and more desperate. I mean, look at the poll numbers. Look at the American people waking up. And now it's come out that British intelligence has been caught training the Iraqi insurgents to carry out terror attacks. They've caught MI6, armed forces, SAS, dressed up like Arabs, running around shooting people with bombs, posing as Arabs. I mean, I had a guy that was on the bus on last week, confirmed, with them shepherding the bus in and then having operatives around it when it blew up. I mean, they're in trouble.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alex. It's really only a matter of time at this point, and, you know, at least that's what I hope.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, there's no doubt that some of the people that spend their time attacking you and myself and others are got to be on the payroll.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You know, speaking personally, I'm pretty hesitant to point the agent's finger at anybody, but, you know, the way with which some people go about this, yeah, you know, some people, it would make sense if they are making money doing it.
Stay there. Let's do one more segment, Dylan. I want to talk about the final cut as much as you can on the other side. and when we might be seeing that in movie theaters and on DVD on store shelves across the country. All right, I'm Alex Jones. Dylan Avery's our guest.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
George Strait.
Thank you for joining us. Dylan Avery is with us for one more segment. Dylan, let's shift gears into... I'm not even going to say anything because I know, you know, all about it, and I've been blessed to be involved a little bit on the inside of it. So I don't know how much you want to say about the final cut and some of the exciting developments, but tell us whatever you can.
It's going to be huge. That's what I can tell you, Alex. I mean... trust me, you know, I'd love to sit here and give things away, but I just can't. All I can tell you guys is that, you know, things are looking great from all parties that are involved. You know, everyone's excited. Everyone's thumbs up. Everyone's excited to get on board. Everybody's happy with the way things are working out. We've got a very good percentage going to charity. I don't want to give a number, but we've definitely got a good number going to it. my people are probably listening to this show right now, so I don't want to get in trouble later today. But things are definitely looking out good, man. They're looking really good. As far as we can tell, everything is 100% go. As it's probably public knowledge by this point, David Ray Griffin is basically, he's not writing the script with us, but he's definitely contributed a very, very substantial portion
to it. He's vetting and contributing and is a consultant.
Exactly, yeah. It's like we write a draft of the script, we send it to him, he fires back with all his comments, and then we send him another draft in like 2 weeks. And, I'm sorry, a little hoarse. The script has come such a long way, man. In like the 2 and 3 months that we started working on it, it went from this really rough skeleton to now it just covers everything. It covers everything, and it does it so well. I'm really proud of how it's turning out.
Well, I'm excited, and I definitely want to carry it as soon as it is out in DVD, but it's going to, well, let's not get into that, how it's going to hit the theaters and everything else. Any ballpark time frame for people?
Well, I want to have a rough cut done by March because, well, we all want to have a rough cut somewhat done by March so we can submit it to Cannes. But, you know, that's just one of those things where if it happens, it happens. You know, we also don't want to have to compete with Spider-Man 3. I mean, no one wants to do that. So, we want to get out as soon as possible. It's not even about competing with anything. We want to get it done, and we want to get it out to the people as soon as possible so we can get this, you know, we can get the ball rolling and let people know what's really going on.
Well, this has got big backers. It's big time, and but some of the people involved, it's just really, really exciting. And I just want to tell you guys that I'm glad that I've been here, you know, watching your development and watching all the success in the fight against the New World Order. The story of Louder Than Words Productions and what you guys have done is a testament to the, you know, guerrilla revolutionary spirit of the American people and an example of what we can all do in the fight. You know, I'm sorry to have to tell you this. I've got some stuff coming up in a few weeks. I'm unable now. I was tentatively going to go to the Phoenix 9/11 conference, but I'm going to be unable to make that, Dylan. And I was telling you about that, and you were saying that you've had just too much stuff wrong with production now. You're not going to be able to make it out there either.
Well, there's a variety of reasons we might not be able to make the conference, but one of the main things is we might not be able to. The main reason we were going to be able to attend the Arizona conference is because we were going to be in California at the time, and it was really just a hop, skip, and a jump over. You know, we could drive our car over there, we could bring our camera equipment and everything. You know, at this point, it looks like we might even be in California at that point. So, I mean, that means we would have to get on a plane, we'd have to grab all of our camera equipment, our lighting and everything. You know, apart from that, it just doesn't look like we can attend, and it sucks. It definitely sucks for all parties involved, but, I mean, we just can't do it.
Yeah, I've canceled today as well. I was never really officially set up, and then too much is going on, too much is happening. I've got to focus on making my One World Government expose, the Master Plan expose, and you guys are making a major motion picture right now, and it's just, you know, I wish I could go to all the conferences. I wish I could, you know, make it to all of them. And I miss not getting to see you guys, but I'll see you guys out in Los Angeles sometime in early to mid-March take a look, see at some things. And again, I just want to commend the work you guys are doing. Give out your website, Dylan.
Well, if people want to check out our website, it's loosechange911.com. If you want to see our movie for free, you can go directly to seeloosechange.com. And, I just want to give a plug to you, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. You know, thanks to all of our fans, thanks to all the family members who support us, you know, people like Mike, you know, whether or not people believe he's real or not. I'm just grateful, man. Things are really working out so far.
Well, the operatives are really stupid to just out of hand, unless they know something we don't, always just say nothing's real, everything's fake, because people go and they find out it's real over and over again. We've got so many firefighters and police from Lou Caccioli right down the line saying there were bombs in those buildings and saying it was molten steel, and all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the New World Order 9/11 fraud back together again.
Well, that's what we're hoping, Alex.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Dylan, and again, Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Alex. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Bye, con Dios. All right, we're going to come back, open the phones up, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Then for about 30 minutes of the next hour, we have another guest joining us with a police state horror story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us at the waypoint in this transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We've got a bunch of news coming up in the third hour and a guest. A very important story for you to understand how they operate the tyranny in these airports and these aircraft. This is a Canadian. I appreciate him rescheduling to today. Right now, let's go to Rob in Australia. Then Steve, Putney, Greg, Paula, and others. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, Alex. Just a few quick questions here. First of all, do you think that there's an unusual amount of presidential candidates running for president this year? I know it's a bit...
Are you an American living in Australia?
Yeah, I'm an American living in Australia.
What are you doing, teaching over there?
No, my wife was from here, so...
Oh, cool. You like it?
It's great, yeah.
Never been there.
It's as America, if not... It doesn't seem like as much of a police state over here, I guess.
Yeah, it's more of a soft police state. Oh, believe me, it's there.
Yes, definitely.
The real Crocodile Dundee wouldn't hand his guns in, so they came over and gunned him down. But he
You have the whole Martin Bryant thing.
He took two of them with him. Yes, there's an unusual amount running right now, and the media is totally ignoring Ron Paul for president.
Yes, I've seen that, and it's frustrating.
And but why do you think so many are running? I think it's because they think it's a weak Republican field, because so many establishment Republicans that could run have such low approval ratings.
And also maybe to muddy the waters, just to so many choices out there, people...
And that actually strengthens Hillary in the final endgame. Now, no one should vote for her because she lied repeatedly swearing she would never run.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know who's worse, Hillary Clinton or the Penguin, Rudolph Giuliani, Mr. 9/11.
Yeah, running on the strength of 9/11 and...
I mean, that guy just radiates mobster. We might as well dig up old Mayor Mob Boss Daley and run him for president.
My second question is, do you think that it's harmful to the truth movement when people like David Shaler claim that there were no planes that hit the towers? And
I do think it's harmful, and I think he just mentioned that offhand at the end of an interview.
Yeah, I think that's the interview I probably read then.
Did you say Pentagon or towers?
Towers.
Yeah, clearly something's going on with the Pentagon, but, I mean, I talk to people I know personally. I talk to distant cousins who saw at least the second plane hit. I talk to people who saw both hit, and it's all...
They can't fake that many videos.
No, they can't fake 70-plus videos. Yeah, no, it's off the charts, and there's a... And I appreciate your call. I'm getting an echo back from your phone, so I'm going to let you go. I have tried to not engage this, because it will just put so much attention onto it. And I've been hoping the mainstream media would, and the establishment would ignore this major chink in our underbelly. I think a lot of people pushing it are just nodding to intense pressure. I mean, some of these people that push the no planes hitting the towers or that space beams did it will throttle you. I mean, they will go online and they will basically say the worst things you can imagine about you and throttle you, and a lot of people get throttled, and they then go, okay, I'll interview you, or I'll push it. Okay, I'll say it could have happened. And you can tell there's a payroll. For like 3 years, there are literally thousands of people that run around and posting this just on every message board. It could be about any issue. Hey, we don't want to take the new live cancer virus. No planes, no planes. Hey, you know, the borders are wide open and it's a problem. No planes, no planes. Hey, Building 7 was clearly blown up. That's ridiculous. How dare you even say Building 7 was blown up. No, it was Krypton beams from planet Kukon. And it's just unbelievable. And it's all extremely suspect. And I think some of the people are mentally unstable that are pushing it. Still others, look at their pedigrees. Look at where they come from. And it's the old poison pill. But it's not going to work. Again, all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put the New World Order hoax back together again. It doesn't matter. They can put people on TV saying green aliens did it with purple spots. They can say space beams did it. They can say no planes hit it, and it's 70-plus cameras that caught the second one. It's just ridiculous. They can say that until the cows come home. If we need to write an article about this, it's time to just go ahead and level the main InfoWars cannons at this. It's grown to... too disgustingly and metastasize. I hoped it wouldn't. And I guess it's time to wheel the howitzers out and point them at point-blank range at people and just devastate them. And we're able to do that because of you, the listeners, the power of tens of millions of people that tune in over the week, millions every single day, conservatively 2 million, 5 million visitors conservatively to the group of websites indexed. It's incredible. And when you take action, I mean, you need to know others are taking action with you. You can just feel the group societal species movement. Terrorism is the foundational event they're building and pushing their police state and their whole program on. It must be destroyed. So I tell you, We're going to write a piece exposing this without giving people's names to give them attention, because it can create a feedback loop if we do and then send them people. And then, no, you just must devastate the enemy, devastate the operatives, devastate their mental patient followers by attacking the idea without giving them any attention is the way to do it. If you want to take a cue, I know what I'm doing, folks. That's how you do it. And then lay out maybe the 10 smoking guns that are irrefutable. Number one. Maybe I should do a countdown on video or something if I had time. Number one. The hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases. I just talked to a fellow the other night. Now, I'm about to cover confirmed cases of this, but I talked to a fellow after I spoke to almost 1,000 people at UT last Thursday, just 7 days ago today, and he said, yeah, my sister, you know, she works down at the big Air Force base, what is it, Patterson, down in San Antonio, and she swears in 2000 she trained Muhammad Atta at their spy school down there. Well, let's just forget that, because we can't confirm that, and she's too scared to go public. This was a credible gentleman. Let's just talk about what we know. I got to dig up their phone numbers again and get them all on. I should do a whole show on the 9/11 smoking guns that are irrefutable, just focusing on maybe 10 of them, because there's 600 of them, but the 10 top ones. And I haven't really figured out which ones would be the top 10, because they're all so important. You know, they don't want to have a debate on CNN or Hannity. Also, notice who Hannity and others keep having on over and over again. Either those that say it's all the Jews or those that say it's space beams. It's pretty obvious. Or those that say no planes. It's just incredible. But it doesn't work anymore. It just doesn't work. People know exactly what it is. So you failed again. And I'm afraid you'll continue to fail. We will defend this republic, and we will save this country with God's grace and help. Okay? So just put that in your pipe and smoke it. But I interviewed two embassy heads. One of them's name was Springman, and this was in the big Canadian papers. It was up in Ottawa. That's where it first broke. And they were coming through Saudi Arabia, through Riyadh, and then through Canada to the U.S. And they wanted, and this is Muhammad Atta and six others, the Malaysian Terror Summit in 2000. The headline is something like, you know, FBI blocked, go back to the, it's in my films, but FBI blocked embassy. Another headline was, FBI let Al-Qaeda come back in after Malaysian Terror Summit. Those are almost exact headlines from memory. You Google those, you'll get them. But we got to find that interview. I mean, this was like 2 months after 9/11. I interviewed Mr. Springman and one other embassy employee, but he was the head of an embassy. And they come in with their Saudi Arabian passports, and it says, these are Al-Qaeda terrorists in the State Department computer. Do not let them in. So he doesn't let him in. And all of a sudden, the State Department chief calls him out of D.C. and says, let him back in. This is just a cover story. They're not really Al-Qaeda. He says, no, I need some type of direct order in writing. I can't do this. Then the CIA section chief calls and says, let them in. They let him in. Six of them. Was it six or seven? It was him and six. I think it was seven. So that happens. Okay. Then, right around the same time, what about a month and a half after 9/11, the headline, Associated Press, similar headline, originally originated in the San Jose Mercury News, headline. Dean of Defense Language School says Bush did it. AP had something like, Dean who blamed Bush for attacks is being court-martialed, or head of school. I've done PowerPoints with it, and it's in my films. You've seen it. You can go find it. And what does he say in the few paragraphs they quoted him from? What did the colonel say? The colonel said, hey, man, three of these people were trained here at the base, including Muhammad Atta. in high-level training, in classified, top-secret training. Something's going on here. Then you got MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, and Newsweek reporting that 3 to 5 of the hijackers were trained in a secret flight school program at the Pensacola Naval Air Station. And then one of the guys who looked identical and had the same name 2 weeks after 9/11 crashed his jet on takeoff and died. Okay. Now, you bring that up, and then you've got the San Diego terror cell, San Francisco terror cells, Miami terror cells, where the FBI's paying for their houses, cars, credit cards, where they got FBI informants living with them. You got 200-plus Mossad shadowing them. You've got FBI agents who pick up on the hijackers who are creating their ledger, their history, all over. We want to get their computers. We want to bust them. They're planning to fly planes in the World Trade Center. No, you're off the case. You're not allowed to. And if you do anything, you'll be arrested. Then after they try to go public, they're told you'll be arrested. They get up on C-SPAN and hold up the letter saying, I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know, and break down crying. That one story of them clearly being operatives, there's more evidence. It goes on for hour after hour after hour. After hour, you just open and shut the crown of the of exposing how they did it. I know that's number one. $44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops for 4 months before 9/11, massing in Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and several other countries encircling Afghanistan, massing in Pakistan, launch order Pentagon battle plans ready 3 months before, Bush 2 days before, Source Newsweek, Associated Press, Reuters, USA Today, had the launch orders on his desk to attack Afghanistan. Just out of a clear blue sky. No one heard about that. There was no discussion of that. Just masses of troops massing quietly. Aircraft carrier strike forces arriving 3 days before, two of them, in the Persian Gulf. Huge military operation set up. Boom. Mega smoking gun. Then you've got the head of Pakistani intelligence wiring $100,000, source New York Times, Washington Post, a bunch of other Times of India, wiring $100,000, confirmed and admitted to Muhammad Atta, the lead hijacker, months before the attacks. In the second trip of his life to the U.S., he's there the day the attack happens. In the 5 days before, he meets with members of the Security Council, with the CIA chief, with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, Porter Goss and Senator Bob Graham. On the morning of the attack, he's having breakfast with Bob Graham and the other intelligence chief in the House, Porter Goss, and the aide walks in and says, the towers have been hit, and they turn, smile, and say, we know. You better believe they know. Then you've got NORAD standing down, Cheney in the White House bunker saying the order still stands. 2 months before the attacks in June, destroying standard operating procedures since 1957, not allowing generals and admirals or their designates to shoot down errant hijacked aircraft. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. And I said I'd go to your calls, but you bring up a question like that, I got to answer it. Did you think the New World Order was just going to let us waltz in here and expose 9/11 without infiltrators, without operatives? Folks, if I've been offered money before to join the New World Order, you better believe other people are offered it, and that's their God, folks, and they will take it. Now, I don't know about all the individuals, and there's a few of them I'm sure of, but they need to be shunned. They don't need to be promoted. By attacking them, you promote them. Don't ever say their names. Just lay out the facts on them. And then move forward, more importantly, talking about the real issues. And we don't have the thousands of operatives paid to sit there on message boards. You have to go do it and get the articles and push the facts about them trained at our bases and being agents. And push the facts that are there. And Building 7 and the thermite and all the key things. It's got to be done. And you are doing that. Listen, I want you to go to every message board, your entire email list. I want you to go on the MySpace accounts. I want you to tell them this show for free streams 24-7. When 3-hour live show ends at 2 Central, it just re-airs. We have a free 3-hour podcast we serve out for free. Just tell everybody about the free podcast. Go subscribe to it. Give it to people. Put it on little disc and give it to people. Spread the word aggressively. Go write your own articles. We've got thousands of journalists writing stories out there about stuff that doesn't matter who listen to this show. Why don't you go do stories? Put it in your name. Do it in a pen name. Just fight. Fight them. You know, first they deny there's a North American Union. Then they try to say it's okay and it's no big deal. And then it's the same thing with 9/11. It's not going to work. But to see some of these stinkers in motion, and then to see weak-minded people or others just kind of give it a little bit of credence, it's got to be dealt with. All right, more calls straight ahead.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, we are the organic response to the New World Order crime syndicate's attempted takeover. Many of you haven't realized yet there's a war for your very livelihoods, your freedoms, your future. Count the cost and pick a side. Because you're going to be run over in the middle of the road. Stop having fear. Go through your fear. and you'll only become stronger. Let's go to Chris in New Zealand and Steve, Putney, Greg, Paula, and others. Steven or Chris in New Zealand, you're on the air. Go ahead.
G'day, Alex. How are you, mate?
Good, sir.
All right. I got a couple of documents here that are actually going to blow you away, I think. One, you can find at the Reserve Bank of this country, and the other you can find at the Treasury website of this country.
Well, let me guess. It says you've got private bankers that issue your money and run your nation.
It's better than that. We're going to use it to prosecute the international banksters.
Oh, good.
Now, before they rip these things off the websites, we want to get them out there. We want you and others to get copies of them. Because what we've actually got is the Crown financial statement. And we've got information pertaining exactly how much money they've printed out of thin air and recursively loaned.
That's right. They print it out of nothing, and then the private institutions loan it to you and get real assets. Break it down for folks.
Right. Well, it's a big report. So what I'll do is I'll give you the websites. It's treasury.gov.nz.
Say that again. Hold on. Treasury?
Treasury.gov.nz. Now, we want you to grab copies of this and your readers to grab copies of this before it disappears.
What was that last part of the address?
treasury.govt.nz.
All right, gotcha.
Now, that's the Treasury website of this jurisdiction. Now, on there, you'll find an awful lot of rubbish about the budget. We all know what budgets are.
But then they've got the comprehensive... Then they've got another report, don't they?
Bingo. The Crown Financial Statement. And it's one hell of a read. On about page 22 of 38 within the Crown Financial Statement, you'll find a thing called Statement of Borrowings. Now, within that, it'll expose how many bonds, how many treasury notes, and how many foreign exchange contracts it actually borrowed in your currency, the European currency, and others. Now, what's interesting is it adds up to $42 billion plus bucks, going on $43 billion bucks. And, of course, they're borrowed out against their birth certificates. Not bad when there's only a population here of 3 million, 4 million people. Now, the other document that you've got to marry that against is on the Reserve Bank website, rbnz.govt.nz.
Okay, move quick. We're almost out of time.
Right, okay. Now, on there, have a look at a thing called money and credit aggregates. And what that says is that the bank, the central bank, only owes $3 billion. Whoops, there's a missing $40 billion. But further, that exposes the fact that the people of this jurisdiction owe $252 billion, and only $3.5 billion has ever been issued or printed.
That's right. There's a whole other financial world. I mean, the University of Texas has done more thieving than your whole country has, if you look at their books. And the water districts, the school districts, they all do it. Literally, the financial world is like the Matrix. What you see has nothing to do with reality. Sir, I appreciate your call. Very informative. We'll look into it. Thank you. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.